You're with SBS Radio.
In its fourth year, the Ride with Aboriginal People is a bike ride between Manly and Church Point on Sydney's northern beaches. The event aims to foster unity for all Australians on Australia Day, the most contested, if not controversial, date in Australia's narrative. Joining me to explore a ride with Aboriginal people, a bike like no other, is event organizer Uncle Neil Evers. Uncle Evers, before we delve into this upcoming event, tell us about yourself and your connection to the land where the ride will be taking place.
I'm a direct descendant of Bungaree, the great Australian that Aboriginals that went around Australia with Matthew Flinders. I can trace my heritage back to around about 1775. And I've lived on country, being the Guringai country of the Wurundjeri people all my life. That's on the northern beaches. It's been a pleasure. I've got my own business here, and just a present I got. So, five sons, eight grandchildren, and the pleasure of two great-grandchildren, which is just fantastic. Wow. I'm also the chairperson of the Aboriginal Support Group, Manly Warringah Pitwater, and I'm editor of the newsletter that we send out called the Ella Matter. And we just have a great time with all of this. And I guess the thing we're after is truth-telling. You know, let us know really what went on and how Australia did get established.
You trace your origins to quite a very, very strong and long lineage, and truth-telling is something that's actually very powerful nowadays. Everyone wants to know what really happened, because the actual narrative tries to whitewash the history of this country. Now it's time to start telling the real stories, how the things happened and what's going on.
When you dig deep into it, it's not very nice. Very nice at all what they did. But anyway, you can't change the past. But what we can do is try and look at that and say, let's never happen again. But unfortunately, there's not enough people doing that. Yeah. And it is happening again, you know. The stolen generation was just horrendous. And when you read, it just, some of it you can't read. It really gets you to tears.
Yeah.
But there's more children being taken these days than there was then.
Yeah, it's just as bad as the stolen generation period.
Yeah, that's right. Well, this is even worse, you know. And the out of care, you could do a whole show on that, mate.
Yeah.
You really could.
No, it's disturbing about bike riding, and we're on holidays, so people will be undertaking bike riding as a recreational activity. You have another take on this bike riding. What's the idea behind the event that you're championing?
The idea behind it is to just make people aware that, hey, there's Aboriginal people here on the northern beaches.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't agree with what the celebration's all about on the 26th of January. We put on this bike ride from Manly to Church Point. This is our fourth year. And it's gaining really, really wonderful response. It's all voluntary. We started off at Manly at 7 o'clock in the morning with didgeridoo, and there's some people going to sing some songs down there this year. Then they ride down to Church Point, which is a 26.8 ride, but we've broken it up this year so that people can pick up the ride either at DY, Narrabeen, or Mona Vale. Those who can't ride that full distance, and they get down to Church Point in the Garigal country, which is my country, at about 10:30, and then we are welcome to country. We then talk about the Aboriginal people of the area. We have a beautiful girl, Alita Wassell. She's going to sing some songs, and we got didgeridoos again and clapsticks, and everybody just gets along. And that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
You know, all together, you know. And it's just lovely. It really is a beautiful day.
It's not a race. It's more of a leisurely cultural activity just to bring people together, I gather.
That's that's what it's all about, to bring people together, reconciliation. We all should be able to get along. And it's not a protest at all, but we do understand that the things that the government are doing, we don't understand them. Why do you spend, $10 billion on coal and gas when Aboriginal people haven't got houses to live in? You got to think, what's